סבויה לאורץ שהשם הלקח לא יש לו אוך לא יש לו חובך אבל בישתו יושף לבו פרשס כיסובוי בצד הקדושה תאוזוס when you come to the land אשר השם הלקח לא יש לו חובך אבל בישתו יושף לבו As the Kuyokas Ma'oimid, we never find such a lashon anywhere except by the parasha of the Melech, and here in the parasha of Bikurim, a lashon of the Yerishta of Yashastava, you inherit the land, and you settle in the land. And then, Makasa Vereshi Priyako Adama, you have to take with the fruits, the first fruits of your land. This din that we find that the din of Bikur applies to Afki Virish to Yashastaba, don't find in any other halacha, and we have to know why. Because we know Chala, as soon as you go into the land, by Yerubayu, Kashlach, we know the mitzvah of Chala, as soon as you come into the land. Why is Afki over here? That's halacha. The Torah tells us. That you take the basket of fruits, Ashatovi Me'aratzecho, Hashem Hashem, and the Samta Vatana, take those fruits, put it in the basket, Ve'olachto El Amokoy, Mashayivcha Hashem Lekecho. You take them up to the land, Hashem Lekecho, Hashem Lekecho, to bring up the fruits. Very interesting, Zach, we never found that also, that a new type of, it's in the Korban, a new type of, Hakorona to the Beis Hamikdash. We go so far up to the Beis Hamikdash, and we have to take the fruits all the way up. It's not enough to go ahead and take your fruits and give it to a kohen or somebody in your neighborhood, your local kohen, Shmuel Kohen, lives next door to you. Go knock on his door. I have some truma for you, Shmuel. Here it is. No, you got to take it all the way up. To the Beis Hamikdash, the place that Hashem Lekel Yivcha L'Shak and Shmoy Shon. That also needs beer. Pasuk Gimel Ubatsa El Akoyin Ashayiya Bayom Marek. Says the Pasuk, you come to the Koyin, who's in those times. Now the Chazal tells a drash on this, Ashayiya Bayom Marek. Rashi says, Ein Lecha El Akoyin. Shehu b'yamecha, k'moy shehu. You go to the kohen. Who is the kohen over here? Whoever the kohen is. You have to see Larry Cohen. You give it to Larry. Happens to be. Oh, he might not be as choshev as Aaron HaKohen was. You go to the kohen from your generation. Whoever he is, whoever gets called up a kohen, the old man Cohen, he's the guy. You know. Whatever the Rappaport is also a name from Kohanim. Whoever it is, that's the cats. You go to the cats family, and that's it. You know, he happens to be a Schmaltern salesman, and his mustache, he has a mustache that smells from Schmaltern. The mice, you gotta give it to him, you gotta come to him. Oh, he's in the Beis HaMikdash. There he is, Mr. Katz, with his, twirled up mustache. You got to bring him the fruit, and his hand smells, because you have to be smelled, and it smells from fish. But the mice, you got to bring him your pomegranate, Mr. Katz. Or you take it with his food, his old greasy, oily hands. So it says, the boss of our coin, whoever it is. Now this is very interesting, because it's very strange. We have our halacha, this halacha is very similar to another halacha. It says, that you should know, when you have a mishpat, you should go to the shofet. Well, the Bez, the Gemara Rashana tells us that when we go up to declare the Choylu Moon, you go up to the Mishnah says you go up to the Koyen, the Bezdin, the Shoyfeg, that's beyond my aim. And you don't say, you know, this Bez is not like any other Bez. So there, the Rabban's ass on Rashi, who says this guy over here, there I understand you have to tell me that the Shoyfeg or the Dain, okay, he might not be like the Tom Moshe Rabbeinu, but still, he's a Dain, okay. But here, you're going to the Koyen. Yes, Rabban and Rashi. You're not doing anything that special. You're just going to the coin and you bring him the fruits. where would we understand over here this halacha of bringing the fruits to the kohen that he has to be somebody special? And the Torah has to tell me, oh, you should know whoever he is okay. Well, I think he has to be special over here. He's not passing a shayla. He's not declaring a new moon. He just, Mr. Katz is just accepting that pomegranate in his hand. That's all. So what is Raja to tell me? And you should know, you shouldn't think Mr. Katz has to be the business Tarek Hazor. He could be Sam Schmaltering. That's all he could be. You don't have to worry about, why would I think he has to be anything special? He has to find that discussion, Raja. Of course, other coins. He has the chat. He's the chat over here. The Maisa, what do you go over and go over to this guy? And the boss of Amar to Eilor, you say to him, he got it to Hayoyim Hashem Lekech, he bossy on the Oretz, Hashem Nishpah Hashem Lekech, I've seen a lot of this. You come to this guy, Mr. Katz, and you bring him the food, but you don't just bring the food. For Amar to Eilor, you address him, and you say, Mr. Katz, or we don't say his name, say his name. You say, he got it to Hayoyim, I want to tell you today, he bossy on the Oretz, Hashem Nishpah Hashem Lekech, I've seen a lot of this. I came to the land, takes the basket, and then you say in front of Hashem, Aram Yomid Avi, you go down and say a whole nusach of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim, how we were oppressed in Egypt, Hashem heard our voices, took us out, blessed to this land, gave us this beautiful land, and now I brought these first fruits of this land, and that's the end of it. That's the whole parasha of Bikurim, which the parasha starts off. What's this? Why are we addressing Mr. Katz over here? What is having Mr. Katz in Babylon? L'chol, you want to talk to the Baruch Hashem? Talk to the Baruch Hashem. What are you addressing Mr. Katz? How do you get involved? Third Kasha, right? Fourth Kasha. Pasha ends off with Samachta b'chol hatoy. You should be happy with all the Kodesh and Oshach of Lekel, v'v'isech hatov al-ibi, asher b'kibach. Torah ends off this parish and says, the Samar, you'll be happy with all the good that Hashem gives you. What's the Torah telling me exactly those words? The Samachta L'chol HaTzoy. That's the kash we have in the Pesukim. The Medrash and Parashas Bereishis, the voice said, we're all going back to Bereishis. At the beginning of the year, we're almost going to be there. The Peladic and Medrash and Parashas Bereishis, the voice said. Zok the Medrash Rav and Parashas Bereishis. Bereishis Bara, right? I think most of the guys here know that part of the Bible. Bereishis Bara, in the beginning Hashem created. Zok the Medrash Bishus Bikurim, Zenikru Reishis Livra Ha'olam. Because of Bikurim that are called also Reishis. What do we see? It's called Reishis. The Pasuk, the Lakachta May Reishis Kapri. I don't know the Pasuk. It's called Reishis. Because it's called Reishis and Bereishis, the whole entire world was created for that guy. Sam Levinstein, who had a little orchard in the backyard, he takes down a pomegranate from the tree, and Mr. Sam walks up and brings it to Mr. Katz. He passes over the baton to Mr. Katz, and that's where the world was created. The whole entire universe! All the animals! The sea whales, mamish, everything in the world was created for that handoff to Mr. Levinson to Mr. Katz. Don't drop the pomegranate! That's it! The whole world! Is that passing over? Let's get it on camera, George! Boom! The entire universe for that pass handoff. Unbelievable. It's bigger than the Super Bowl handoff. I don't know if you can imagine picture that, but it's even bigger than the Super Bowl handoff. The handoff from Mr. Levinson to Mr. Katz. What's child was having this kid? Noch a medrash. This is Pasha. Unbelievable medrash, my son. You go on for days in it. Sof the medrash. This is a Peladic medrash. Listen to this medrash. Sof Chazal. V'shtachavisa v'chalkud. The Gemara says that Hashem commanded the Nishtacha and Nichru, we're going bow, and we're going and humble ourselves to Hashem. Malcham lo Nishtacha and Nichru, Nivrucha, and let Sofa. Listen to the Medrash Bo say. I want to. And let Sofa Moshe Ruach Hakodesh. Moshe saw Ruach Hakodesh. He saw that in the future Moshe Rabbeinu was able to see that eventually it is going to be a destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. V'habikurim asiru l'pasek. We just said before, yes, in the Pesukim, why is it that way? But the Pesukim was in the Furish, that the Bikurim are going to end. No Beis HaMikdash, we can't have any Bikurim. No Bikurim. So Moshe Rabbeinu saw that eventually it's going to stop. Moshe Rabbeinu was very worried about it. You know what he said? We should put in instead? Omad, the Hiskin, hold on to your seat now for a second. This medrash. Omad, the Hiskin of Yisrael, Shimispalim, Shloisha, Ponim, the name. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Bikurim's gonna end! Let's go on Misakin, Tefillah, three times a day. What's gonna be the replacement for that handoff? Klal Yisrael davening three times a day. Hell of the Gazakhim, Bessah. You know, Tefillah with Avram, you have to have to work with those other Midrashim that Avram was Misakin, Tefillah Shachris. That's also a Kasha. What do you mean? Moshe Rabbeinu saw that it was going to stop the Bikurim, so he made Tefillah. Tefillah, we know Avram made Tefillah Shachris, you learned in Brachos Chav Zayin, Avram made Tefillah Shachris, Yitzhak Tefillah Mincha. Yaakov to his mind, you know, all of a sudden, just Moshe Rabbeinu made a new takana to daven three times a day, and without that, we wouldn't daven. We just do Bikurim, and it's over. Some guys say, bring back Beis HaMikdash, you know? Three times a day is heavy daven to replace that. Let's get the Beis HaMikdash back. Shalom Nineveh and Myriv, let's go with Beis HaMikdash, just bring that fruit, and we're all set. What's the pshat of this? In the Yisoid Hagodol over here, Rabbi Yisrael, which is Nogeya, as we're holding 2 weeks before Yom Hadin, we're holding before Rosh Hashanah, the Yisoid is of a Pashur, but the application of the soul Pashur, Rabbi Yisrael, it's the mainstay of a Yid life, and it's the mainstay of what all Rosh Hashanah, and you understand what's going on in Rosh Hashanah, Rabbi Yisrael, what's it all about. And as we know, Rashi tells us, "Manisa v'mayta b'kol ram she'ein chol kofi toyev." The yisoid of everything, the yisoid of Reishis Bara Elikim Es Hashemayim V'Es Haaretz. Why did Hashem create the world? Let's pass around the microphone. What do you say? Well, the cosmos. You know, He wanted to see the middle. We should have a see these beautiful cosmos, and we want to, you know. He wanted to, you know, make this world, you know, so unique and so special that people should, you know, see the greatness of God. So true. But why did Hashem create the world of Boisai? One reason. That there should be a person, a human being should come into this world and he should be makir. He should be makir in the Toiva that Hashem does. That is what creation is all about. Gracious, Bogar, Elohim, Bishvil, Racious, Bishvil, Bikurim, the Yisoid of Bikurim is a recognition, a deep recognition that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and a deep recognition that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Toiv to His Vios, His Mashpia Toiv on us in every form. And the whole purpose is to recognize that. To be a makir toiv, it does, as we always say, it doesn't mean to say thank you, to show gratitude. Showing the gratitude is the toiv saw, is the result of hakaras toiv. It's not hakaras. People translate hakaras toiv gratitude. No, that's wrong. Hakaras toiv is not gratitude, it's the result of gratitude. That was the result of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu means the HaKor in the Toiva, to recognize. HaKor means to recognize. Lahakir means to recognize the Toiv. Hashem created the world and everything in it. For whom? Bishvili Yivra Ha'olam. For me, Hashem created the world. It means every individual. Chayev Adam Zadimar. In Sanhedrin Lamed Zayin. Chayev Adam Loima. Bishvili Yivra Ha'olam. Everything in the world is created for me. And everything that I have, and everything that Shaykh, and everything that I've had, and will have, it's all going to go and Rashbi on it. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us just to recognize it. He wants us to understand that it's coming from Him. Why? Because then we have a kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then we're moided to Him. We humble ourselves before Him. And we feel close to someone. When somebody gives you something, when somebody gives you a gift, you feel indebted to that person, you feel close to that person, you feel a shaykh to that person. That's all if you recognize that it's a gift. So the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Yud Amud Beis, Hanoisei Matona Lechaveiru, Tzorech Lohidi'oi. If you give a present to your friend, you should let him know that. Why? He should be mezalza. He should treat it without respect. Because when a person realized that someone went out of the way for me, he did something for me, he gave me something that was shout out to him. What is that? What kind of feeling that is created? That creates a love, that creates an appreciation, that creates an endearment to the one who gave it to you. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu just wants to be connected. I should be for him. I will love him. My love is for me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that connection. How do we make that connection? By being makir. Oh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving. Constantly giving. Every part of my life is giving. So we take this bikurim and we bring it. When? V'yorashto. You inherit the land. You inherit the land. It's yours. When something is yours, it's much harder to give it away. But that's only if I don't realize and recognize how much that person did for me. Then it's hard to give it away. But a person who understands and has gratitude, and it's not a cough, we tell you, it says right away, what do you mean? What do you mean to give away this land that I inherited, I fought for? But whose land is it? But who gave me the land? Who's giving me life to enjoy the land? Who's giving me the taste buds to enjoy the fruits of the land? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you go up, you take those fruits, not just to your backyard and give it to a kohen. You go all the way to the Beis HaMikdash, to the Mokka where Hashem is, because you have to now stand up and pronounce a big thank you, Ribbono Shel Olam. Thank you. But you say it to a kohen. You know why you say it to a kohen, Rabbi Zayn? I think it's a gevaldik yisroel over here. It's very easy to say thank you in a certain way towards the Ribbono Shel Olam. You don't see him. You don't feel a certain type of busha. When a person has to come on to somebody else, the Gemara says in Brachos, we have to come on to somebody for money, it's like going through Eish V'mayim. When you have to go to a person and show that I need to come on to you, it's very, very difficult. But it humbles you. And it makes you really assess that what you've given, you really are somebody that needed to come on to somebody else. And you have to humble yourself. And realize that somebody's giving something to you. Thank you, Hashem, very nice. You don't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's not going to work at that. Understand, Hashem says, go to the kohen who's my representative. And say it in here to him, the human being in front of you. You know what Chazal tell us? And if you're going to be koifa, b'toivasa shel chaveiroi, soifoi, lichboi, b'toivasa shel malkoi, you're going to be a koifa b'ikir. People think, oh, you know why he's a koifa? I'll tell you why. He's been studying books, you know. He reads these books about, you know, psychology, Freudian theories, and he became a koifa. You know what Chazal say, you know how he become a koifa? Somebody gives you a drink. Somebody gives you a piece of cake. He comes over and he specially gave it to you, and you don't say thank you to him. Because I'll say because of that, you're going to eventually be koifa and Hashem is born. Where do we see that? So Chazal, Paroi was given on a silver platter to be the richest, wealthiest nation, most powerful nation. Who gave it to him? Yosef. Yosef told him that dream, he told him the dream, he gave him the Eitzah. But what did he do afterwards? He didn't say thank you to Yosef. He subjected his people. So that same Paro said, me Hashem, who is this God? How did he become a koifa b'ikur? It started by denying and not being grateful for the Torah that your friend down the block, your next door neighbor gave. And it's partial.
he was saying, if you can have the audacity that a guy, your friend, did something good for you, and you don't show any recognition there, he comes the next day, no smile, no nothing. The guy went out of his way to save you supper. The guy went out of his way to get you something from the store. No thank you, no nothing. It's coming to me. Of course. I'm supposed to get it myself. And you don't show any gratitude? So how are you going to show gratitude to someone that you don't see? Rabbi Tachinov says it. So what do we see from that Chazal? That first of all, the initial stage is being ungrateful to your friend. But we see that it's much easier. It starts that way, and then Memela you're going to be ungrateful to Hashem, because you don't see Hashem. So I'm saying beautiful, the Hafuch now. Because Bohem wants to be grateful to Hashem, but it might be easier to say, okay, thank you, Hashem. It doesn't take any real humbling to do that so much, but to go in front of the Kohen, Mr. Sten, to go in front of Mr. Katz, with his pulled up mustache, and say to him, as a representative to Hashem, and that's why we would think he has to be somebody unique, somebody special, because he's representing God, but he's Bob over here, not just talking to the Kohen, he's representing Hashem. I would think he has to be somebody unique. But that one who has to be, that Mr. Katz, you go over and say in his face, to a human being, you say, Kodesh Baruch Hu, thank you. Kodesh Baruch Hu, this Kohen is representing, thank you. Thank you for this wonderful land. And that's going to be simple. The Samach, the B'chol HaToy, the Vavad, the Pshad, the Chinuch says, this is a school for having a good year, for having Hatzlacha, for having Baruch in your house. So it's the Chinuch, the foolish. Hu Sheyigrom, a person appreciates what Hashem gives him, that brings more bracha to the house. That brings tremendous bracha. But at the same time, the samach b'chol ha'tov, I want to say pshat, is that you learn to appreciate, you understand, have simchas nachayim. Everybody's looking for the formula for simcha. 10 easy steps. Mr. Jack Roberts, Dr. Jack Roberts, 10 easy steps to happiness. 1, buy a big television screen, 27-inch. 2, make sure it has 74 channels on it. 3, make sure you buy a lot of beer in your fridge. 4, make sure you have a lot of cake in the refrigerator also. 10 easy steps to happiness. But we know, Rabbi Zayin, that all the gashmias and all the things and all the more a person's student, all of us there, we know the Matthias is, and I'm happy to go around with studies. And the biggest, I once read an article from a Goyish paper, but it's an article. Don't say, oh, that must be from some Rebbe told you that. No, I saw the Goyish article. It wasn't the Mishpacha magazine. It wasn't Hamodia. It was a Goyish newspaper reporting at the highest rate of suicide. Anybody know what that is? The highest rate of suicide is in Hollywood, California! These people have billions. They have beers, the boy said. They have much more than beers. So they got, the fanciest drinks, kashmirs, ain't soy. It's one of their sinks just has a tap for beer. They don't always go like that. They have another cold beer. They have chandeliers hanging in the bathroom. I don't know what you mean chandelier in the bathroom, but, in case you're spending a lot of time there. They have everything. A 47-inch screen in the bathtub, jacuzzis, everything, mamish, anything you want. The refrigerator talks to you. Coke, sir? No thanks. Of course, I'm sorry. They have everything. What don't they have? Okay, we'll take a flying leap. Come on, take it easy. We'll get you another Coke machine. We'll have another Ferrari, a 7X. GL7! You have 16 cars, we'll get you another car! What's the problem? Drive backwards! What do you get? Anything you want! Your own flying plane! You walk out to the backyard, we'll teach you, you don't know how to fly, press buttons! You'll be in Honolulu overnight! What do you want, sir? I just want to jump! I don't want to jump with no parachute! Come on, calm down. You've been paying your psychiatrists and psychologists. We have all the whole teams here. Please come down from the tree! What's Sharaboy say, what's, it doesn't make sense of his Torah. Shaz, it makes 100% sense. Because the Kodesh Baruch created Bria, that the nature of the Bria, Bria, boils out, you have to learn to appreciate what Hashem gives you. And if you don't learn how to appreciate that, you're not shy after Olam Hazeh. Reish is Zohar B'Shul B'Kulim. Remember, anybody who can't appreciate will not have Simcha. Repeat, anybody who can't learn to appreciate what he's been given will not enjoy Olam Hazeh. Guaranteed, if I say, money back today, you heard it from me. If you don't learn to appreciate, you will not enjoy Olam Hazeh. Clear? V'samachta b'chol hatoyv. You want to have simcha? B'chol hatoyv, all the good, you bring bikkun, you give. You show your appreciation. You show your recognition that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the boy and he's showering us with good. And when I show that recognition, and I understand and appreciate it, stop the toilet, v'samachta b'chol hatoyv, you're going to be tremendously happy. You have a wide smile on your face. And that's the Metzias. We're called Yehudi. Yehudim. Our name is embedded in our name. Ayid Yehuda is called Hashem Hodah. Because the Yid is the purpose of Avada. Our Ikad Avod is to bring about the Metzias of Hashem in this world. Ayidei Moide Ani Lefanecha Melachadim. That's the Yisrael. And that's what the Kuru is so important. And Baruch Rabbeinu understood that because we have Bikkur, and we're able to humble ourselves, and we're able to bring up our first fruits, and we're able to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu the recognition and the appreciation for what He gave us, the reggae is going to stop, we need something else. What is that of us? And here comes the fascinating story with the Midrash is telling us. We sit in Diamond 3 times a day, and we get up there, and we say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give me, call me Jimmy for short. Jimmy. I want this. That's what the kasher was. The pshat is in Shemona Esri, we have a big mistake. A lot of we're asking for things. A lot of we want things from the Baruch. A lot of we need Hashem Refua. And we want Varnosa. And we want knowledge. And we want everything. But the pshat is a place that when a person comes to the Hashem Chama and asks for it, that means what you're really saying is you recognize that He is the one who can give it. That's mamish the Yisroel to recognize that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is giving it. You don't ask from somebody something if you know he can't give it. Yisroel of Shemona Esrei, we learned a new Yisroel today. It's not about gimme. That's not what it's about. It's about recognition that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is the one and only who can give me knowledge, who can give me parnasa, who can give me wealth, who can give me everything that I need. And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu realized that if we have Bikur, the valid. Once Bikur is Nifsak, we have to now Misak it 3 tefillos a day. And can we go steer to the Gemara? Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov were teaching Amunah. That also is a Kheret of Shemona Esrei. Moshe Rabbeinu meant this Kheret of Shemona Esrei that has to do with that Chorus, that Toy, recognize that Kodesh Baruch Hu's benevolence. That's the Yisoid, what the Medrash is telling us. That is the Yisoid of Moshe Rabbeinu. What Rosh Hashanah is all about. We're holding 2 weeks before. All kidding aside with the jokes and everything. 2 weeks before this yoin had everything decided. From big to small. Al Medinois on the countries. Vala Adam, Mizeh. Every single product was in life. Health, wealth, happiness, everything decided. Zok the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, the Zion of the Bates. Omer Rav Yitzchak. Kol Shana Shirasha B'Tchimasa M'Sasheres B'Sam. Says the Gemara, every year that starts off, Rosh becomes wealthy at the end. Says Chazal, I'm doing with the Gezach. We're looking for a skula to be Zercha B'Yayim Hadid. So the Maisa, there are schools that might be sold in today's then. You go down to a certain place, they'll sell you red strings, you'll tie it, you make a hole in your nostril, and you'll tie it in there, and you'll pull your nose 3 times a day, and they'll say, that is give you a good yom din. Could try it. I don't know. Just make sure you don't bleed too much. Or, another guy will tell you, there's a pink string that you tie around your left pinky on your foot, and you tie it to your right pinky, and you try to walk with it. If you can walk big steps, you can have a good year, Rosh Hashanah. You can try those schools. But Chazal in the Tzadzan of the days told us there's a Gavaldi to school from Yom Hashim. What's the school? Zok Chazal. Kol Shona, Kir Rosh HaTchilosam Sasheret Pesod. Every year that's Rosh, says Rashi, you make yourself like an Oni and a Vakish for Pesach. You make yourself like a poor man begging by the door. You do that on Rosh Hashanah, then the Sasheret Pesod. That's the school. Very easy, know what about that? So the Hanukkah of Granada, Rav Tolly Trump, the Rashid from Ran, says, Unbelievable Pshad, this Chazal. He says, you know what Pshad is? People have the biggest mistake of their lives. People come into Rosh Hashanah normally with the feeling, okay, I have a car, pretty good, we want to upgrade, okay, I have a house, okay, I have a refrigerator, I have food, I have this, I have 10 suits, you know, for the Rani, and this, and I have 72 ties, you know. I have everything, you know, but this year, I'm coming to the Bereshit. I have all that. This year, I'm coming to the Bereshit. I want to get my stock up to 255. I have another Bachur Yeshiva, because it's 365 days a year, and, you know, eventually, within a two-year process, I can have a tithe every day. So this one, I want to upgrade it to 250 tithe, and I want to have another few suits, and I want to have another pair of Ferragamo, in the new shoe, the Ferragamo shoe that came out just last week. I want to get it. Listen, why not? It comes to me. Why not? I already have the Gucci shoe. I want the Ferragamo shoe. So, he says that's a big mistake. A person coming to Rosh Hashanah has to realize that it's manish. Everything's new. It's a fresh din. That means even what I have, even the 252 or 72 ties, and the 10 suits, and the house, that's also not mine, really. Because who gave it to me, and who's declaring every day that I should have it? Now, it's coming a new idea. Last year, okay, he glad I should have it, and I should stay with it, and I will have. But this year is a new idea. That means everything, from Tchila Ad Sof. We know people that had homes, they're not here anymore, those homes. They were burnt down in a fire. We have people have cars, the cars smashed up. Things that they had are no longer here. It's not the pshat, oh, they got a new car. The old car's not here anymore either. And that's the same thing with life, and the same thing with health, and the same thing with everything that was done. And everything that I had till now, I had health, I want better health. But you don't know if the original health. The Bereshit could decree this year, you won't have that. There's no chazakis. When it comes to this year, Rosh Hashanah, it's a new thing. So says Chazal, if we recognize that, if you come and say, I have nothing, I have to come on to you for everything, not just for the extra. I have to come on to you for this year for everything. And you come humble like that, says Chazal, Misasher has beserved you, reserved to the Ashiros, you reserved to a good Yom Shor, but you have to mean it. You have to really, really mean it. Not just say the school and turn around to your guy and neighbor and make fun of the Chazan. But you have to really mean it. You have to come into Rosh Hashanah with that appreciation. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything I have is belonging into me. And to work on the Moed Ani every morning. And our brachas that we say, as the Goyim says, what is it, the Birkas Hashanah, that we say, Matir Asurim, what is that? That when a person wakes up at the beginning of the day, show appreciation. There are people that didn't wake up this morning. There are people woke up and their back is out of whack. There are people that can't move their legs. There are people that can't function. And all of a sudden, yesterday were fine. They woke up different. There are people that can't eat. There are people that things have changed. Says Chazal, if we appreciate, if we make ourselves like a Dioni, if we work a little bit on appreciating each other, on appreciating what we have. We grew up in a generation that was so spoiled. Unbelievable! Who would think? Parents ask me all the time, how much money should I send my son to spend in Eretz Yisrael? You know, what do they need food? What do they need money for? But they gotta go out to restaurants every single night. Shacharis, Mincha, and Maariv. Breakfast, lunch, and supper, they got to go out. Oh, we can't eat any yeshiva food. It's not so good. It's not so special.
got to go out and spend two, I went to the Bachur, one yeshiva, spending $1,000 a month just on food. You must have a double burger. With an extra large portion of French fries! Pass the ketchup, George! It's not good enough just to have a piece of chicken! I gotta have a double, triple, quadruple burger! It's so high, I don't see the friend across the table! Come on, Rebbe, you expect me to not eat my quadruple burger? And it goes with everything in life. A little inconvenience, the guy's out of commission. Because we live a life that we were expecting everything has to be. I have to have everything. If this is not working for a second, that's not working, you guys, mamish, going crazy. We're spoiled. And the reason of us being spoiled is a pashtazah. Well, I was raised that way. It's true. People could be raised that way. But there's a pashtazah to take away spoiledness, to have a realize every day, save the brachos moida ani. Shmelechai v'kayim shel zahot v'nishmozi. The guy down the block didn't wake up this morning. Baruch atah Hashem elokeinu melech ha'olam. Pekeach ivrim. There are people that wake up, they can't see. There are blind people out there. I can see. Baruch atah Hashem elokeinu melech ha'olam. Ma'ati l'asurim. Zoe gave kefufin. I can bend my back. I can move in place. I can shoot a basketball. People can't walk. Young people, arthritis. They can't walk. Paralyzed. Who knows what? You say those brachos with a little bit of feeling and realization that every second HaKadosh Baruch Hu, after Mechaya school, he's pumping us with life, he's pumping with health, he's giving us everything, this food. We know in the old generation they didn't have food. We have food, and it might be the best, but we have it. And we have friends, and we have family, and we have everything around us. Stand up and pronounce Vanisa Vamarata Bekol Rom! Stand up and scream out! Hashem Melech, Hashem Moloch, Hashem Yivlach, Leoy Lavoyet! Pernit Shaloy Lom! We say in the Shmoneh Esrei, many times we say in Rosh Hashanah, the Mamash Yisoy, but by the Bracha, the Yeda, Kopo, Kiyato, Fa'alto, what the tachos of every, the whole tefillah of Rosh Hashanah, that everybody should recognize, from the grass, to the animals, to humans, to the time, the highest form of humans, the Yeda, Kopo, Kiyata, Fa'alto, the Yomin, Kol Yitzur, Kiyata, Yitzartoi, we should understand you created us, the Yoyba, Kol Hashem, the Shama, the Apoi, Hashem, the Kesom. That's what Rosh Hashanah is about. It's a new year. Because Bo is deciding on life, on health, on wealth, on every single aspect of life. What does the Ibn Shalom want from us? One thing. A melech b'loyah. Recognize. Realize. I am the king. I'm giving it to you. I love you people. I care for you people. Care about me a little bit. How do we show we care? Mitzvahs. How do we show we're interested in HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The difficult situation. It's shoinus. It's difficult. This guy's calling me out of town. Come on, Larry! Well, Yisachar, he's changed his name, he's getting a little from. Come on, come out! Let's do some Melech Melachim over here! Let's get some kings! A different type of Melech! Kings! And we'll enjoy the kings together! And you say to him, I'm sorry. Bereshim gave me life. Bereshim's giving me good. I opened my eye today. I came to the most greatest yeshiva that's in the world, Rabbi Yisai. I have good chavrusis. I have a good Rebbe. I have a good situation. I got people taking care of me, looking after me. Hashkacha Pratis. So many good things I have in my life. And I could go ahead now and do that. I'm going to go here now with that, with those, that bread. gave me with those hands and those eyes. I'm going to go do these things.
Not for me anymore. I'm loyal to a different king. The real king. Melech Malchim Lochim. The Yui man called Hashem Shomai Ba'apo. Hashem Lekin Yisona. The banish of the king. And I follow his rulership. And I love him with the deepest love, because he gives me so much. And I'm dedicating myself this year to the Yibana Shemaim. You know what happens when that goes on? That's what the Gemara Zohar. A real dedication, a true dedication, an emesnik dedication. Kishbo says, look at my kid now. With their silliness, with their difficulties. They're dedicating their lives to me. They're screaming with the Tavla, Hashem Melech, Hashem Moloch, Hashem Miloch, I'm becoming your servant today, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chazu, look at my children, these children, I'm going off my Kisei Din, I'm going to Kisei Rach. That's what it's about on my side. I'm in the mood, I'm not in the mood, Shana, too many long davening, can't escape to it on my side. Yom HaShoshana Yikaseivun, Yom Sim Kisei Yichasei. We have to work on it now, Bosai. The need of our curse of life. All the Gedolim, the greatest Gedolim, all understood how important this need is. One last Maisa, and we'll end. We always say this Maisa. The great Rav Gusman Zatzal was a big Rosh Yeshiva, a Dayan. I was zochah to speak and learning with him once. He got a little Gedolim on the basis of Chaim Boyz at 18. And he has a yeshiva, he had a yeshiva here still existing, he just rebuilt it in Rechavya on Rechov Ramban. The name of the yeshiva is Netach Yisrael. And Rav Gusman was seen one day with a hose outside the yeshiva. He was with a hose. The Rosh Yeshiva himself with his big kapel, maybe the sort of Gusman wore a big, like Rosh Yeshiva kapel. He was seen there with a hose, watering the plant. And the Bachur of the Yeshiva came out to the Rashiva and said, Rebbe, Ad Khan. You know, you have a Rebbe, this is disrespectful. You're sitting there watering the plants with a hose. He said, Augustus, I want to tell you a story. When I was a young person like your age, I was on Reb Chaim Goyz's Bezdin. And Reb Chaim Moshe used to take me for walks. I mean, used to go out to the fields and the forest. And Reb Chaim Moshe used to say, you see that plant? You can eat that plant. You see this grass? It's poisonous. Those berries, you can eat it, but it's not so tasty. It's tiny. You have to be careful. These berries, poisonous. I would go to the berries and the plants. And he would show me everything. I didn't know what he wanted from me. He was a botanist. And he wasn't, well, what was he telling me about the shrubs? And so, a few years later, I realized the foresight of Chaim Moshe Brzezinski, the God of Ador, and my wife and my son, we escaped the Nazi Yimach Shemom. We were running through the forest, starving, not able to eat. And these shrubs, those plants, nourished us, gave us sustenance, and we survived and lived. When I came to Eretz Yisrael and I settled here, and I saw these plants and these shrubs outside. No one else is going to water these plants. The Rosh Hashiva and myself, I'm going to water these plants. Chorus of Tov. Chorus of Tov. Recognize the good that Hashem gives us. That's what it's all about. That's what Hashem wants to connect us to that. And that's what brings the bracha. That's what brings the hatzlacha. That's going to bring us a myriad of years. We have 2 weeks of this. 2 weeks until last night. We're going to sing. Na 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 na. I'm going to present the psicha for the holiest days of the year, the most important days of the year. We have 2 weeks to repair ourselves. 2 weeks to recognize Hashem's toiva. 2 weeks to wake up and say Moida Ari with a little bit of bran. Say the bit, come early to David. Understand what you're saying in the Birchas HaShachar, saying Hashem to Pekech Ivrim. Get into the Shemona Esrei and realize, Hashem, you give it. We recognize it. Make that connection. and Be'ezer Hashem Tzvarech, when you count on Rosh Hashanah, and you'll be those who will say, V'yoyim HaKol Hashem Mishor Ba'afor, Hashem Elokim Melech, V'zirchu Tadad Be'ezer Hashem, that will declare His Malchus Ritzini, seriously and indebted to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that will bring about an unbelievable shefa of bracha, and only to ourselves, and only to our family, the dance Klal Yisrael, and the Zerich of Eizah Hashem, to which we're playing the Sukkah, and a good day.